And why do I say, while he is alive? He's not even freed from the malevolence of the robbers when he's dead, nor does death have the power to protect him, but the wrongdoers rob him even in death, so perilous is wealth. For they not only break into houses, but they also break open graves and coffins. What then could be more pitiful than this man, since not even death can guarantee him this safety, but that miserable body, even when lifeless, is not freed from life's adversities? Those who commit such wickedness are quick to wage war even with dust and ashes, and much more severely than when he was alive. For then, perhaps by penetrating his storehouse, they might steal his chests, but refrain from his physical body, and wouldn't go so far as stripping the body itself. But now, the cursed hands of the grave robbers do not even refrain from these, but move and disturb it, and with much cruelty disrespect it. For after it has been interred, having stripped it both of its layer of earth and what its grave clothes provide, they leave it discarded.